try again.
There it goes. All right, it's Thursday night, and we're going to have to stop that because that's just too much echo. All right. Thursday night, you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, and we're just playing around here trying to get things going. So, 3, 2, 1, you're on the air. Good evening, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Why are you be so quiet? Are you shy?
No, I was just gonna listen in tonight. Not much.
All right.
Hear what someone's got to say.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna get kicking here. Unfortunately, I haven't figured out the new simulcast situation here. If you're listening in, go ahead and hit or if you haven't, should have hit refresh by now. If you're a guest, you can use your Facebook login. Just go down to the bottom of the page there and hit login. If you got Facebook up, you should be able to log in with your Facebook ID and then refresh the page, and you'll come in on the chat room and you can participate and cut up and do all sorts of good things like that. But joining us now, Buzzards Row, the man with the golden voice. You know, I think I should give you a little bit of this here. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Becker, the big fly reel. You pouring a little Cuvassier there, Greg? Mr. Becker? I don't have any sound. Can you
hear
me?
I'm sorry. I had the snifter was stuck between me and the microphone. It was apparently dampening the audio. I apologize.
Your smoking jacket was covering the
It must have been something like that. I'm not sure what it was, but maybe it was that flashing yellow light that said mute. I apologize. Good evening.
Yeah, so what we're trying here, and I don't have it figured out, so we'll have to put it back up on the website. We have a new site, or Kayak Fishing Radio does. It's, you can use Shoutcast or Winamp or Windows Media, Real Player. What's the other one? QuickTime. And there's also a couple of other ones that pick up internet radio. And you would just search for Kayak Fishing Radio, and you'll find the station. Now, I just turned the server off, but it'll kick back on right after the show. And when I figure out how not to get this bloody echo, we'll have it back on live. I was successful in having it go live for the Double L show the other night, but I think that's because they weren't talking on my microphones. So, but during the day when there's no live show going on, I just have a lineup of previous shows, you know, reruns and all that good stuff. And maybe we'll add some extra stuff in there to entertain the folks. But so you just Shoutcast or anything like that. There's also, I'll put the website up. It's kind of, or it's not a website, but it's just a link to a listening port. And it'll stream right to your computer, so you can listen to Kayak Fishing Radio at work or on your phone or whatever. Local and long-distance phone calls may apply, and data plans may vary. right? Mileage may vary, all that good stuff. So we'll give it a try, and we'll see how that works out, see if we get some interest in that. But so how's the week been, Mr. Becker? Had a good week?
Yeah, it's been an okay week. I think we've started the rainy season down here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. We've had a little stationary front draped across the state that's been dumping rain on us almost every day. It looks like it's going to continue through the weekend, but there's nobody down here that can't say or that can say that we don't need the rain. So we'll take it as we get it.
I think that's like across the board. Everybody needs a little bit of rain. So we're not fighting it. So, but I was accused in one of the other shows about only going out fishing when it's fair weather. And I must admit that I spent enough time under poncho liners and in bad weather and stuff like that, that I'd rather not go IFR if I didn't have to. But.
Absolutely. But the other side of it is the fish are already wet. So
fish are already wet, and if I'm out there and it comes a downpour, then I'm not running away from it. But if the forecast calls for high seas and foul winds and stuff like that, I'd probably just rather stay in the clubhouse.
Yeah, it does cut down on the fun factor.
Isaac the Nothing Miller joins us in the chat room. What's up, Isaac? And he says we can take all of his rain. He's done with it. He's had enough. He lives in the great Northwest rainforest. But also joining us in the chat room is Greg Crisp, Hammerhead. And he's from the great Northeast. So glad to have y'all with us. Looking into, all right, we got a new one here, a number I haven't seen before. We'll see. Join us, Buzzard Row. Great. Hey. Is that you, Rob?
Hey, Chip, you're in and out pretty badly, just so you know. Your audio's in and out.
Am I? All right. Area code 70, joining us on Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello.
Just listening, and you're breaking up pretty bad.
Okay. Who's this? Okay. I mean, you put mics. All right. Turn it up. How about that right there? Is that any better?
I'll let you know after a couple minutes.
After a couple of minutes? All right. We'll try that and see how it works out. But, all right. Let me go back to... And 678, who was that again?
Just listening. Coastal Georgia Kayak Fishing from Savannah.
All right, man. Welcome aboard. And if you want to say something, just one on your keypad there, and it'll let me know you're wanting to chime in, okay?
All right, thanks, Will.
All right, welcome.
Yeah, Chuck, you're still having a little bit of an issue. Sounds like a bandwidth problem. You got something else running?
Yeah, let me minimize something here. Let me get rid of this. Boom. Free up a little bandwidth, all right? Hopefully the youngster isn't fighting World War III in there on the Xbox. So, is that doing any better?
Much better.
Okay, so it must be the other server that I had running in the background. All right, well, we'll try that one and see how it goes. But anyways, it's about time. I've lined up to give a call to a guest tonight to chat with him for just a bit and get his views on kayak fishing. Some of you know him, and we'll get him in here and see. Hang on just a second. I got to put the number in. And 4-5. I think that'll work. Let's see how it goes.
Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
This is he.
Who are you? Here, Kayak Fishing Radio. You're live on the air.
I'm live. That's good. I've wanted to be live all day.
It's stick a fork in you, right? How are
What's going on?
Not much. We just get started here, and if I break up a little bit, I'm having a little bandwidth issue, but welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Just one of the interesting people that I see on Facebook and in some of the Captain
You know, I exist elsewhere, too. I'm not just on Facebook. I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere? You're on?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Neil, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you're the owner and chief bottle washer for Strike 3 Kayak Fishing, correct?
Yes.
And,
go ahead. I've been a guide for 7.5 years, always out of a kayak, and I'm my own business owner. Before I was a kayak fishing guide, I was a baseball umpire. That's why the Strike 3 is in the business name. And instructional kayak fishing is my forte. I can do the entertainment trips, but for the common person that I'm booking, most of them, they see kayak fishing as their sport, and they want to learn as much as they can.
Okay. And I guess I kind of blanked out there at the beginning. Maybe it was the transfer, but this is Neil Taylor of Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. Where are you located at, Neil?
I'm in the Tampa area. I live right Clearwater Safety Harbor area. So my fishing grounds is the entire Tampa Bay area, north to like Newport Richey, south to the south end of Tampa Bay.
Okay. And I caught the Strike 3 as a baseball umpire. And
right.
Majors, the big show, or minors?
Well, if I was a major league umpire, I'd still be there. But
I just thought the lure of kayak fishing took you away from it.
Well, there's a number of things that took me away from it, but opportunity was the biggest one. There's only 68 major league umpiring positions, and at the time I got to AAA, which is the highest level of the minor leagues, they were overstaffed by 5 umpires at the major leagues. So there's still 2 guys, 8 years later, there's still 2 guys that I was in the minor leagues with that are still trying to get a big league job. So opportunity-wise, it was tough. But at a certain point, you're either you're making choices. You're either an umpire or you're a fishing guide. And so I made a switch, and I get to sleep in my own bed now, and I get to be out on the water and instead of spending 6 months of the year wondering what things are like down here, I'm living it.
There you go. And unfortunately, I married into a Cubs fan family, so.
Oh, the horror. The pain and the horror.
It's terrible, man. I did find that there is kind of some closet White Sox fans in there. But we kind of keep that under wraps. But
yeah.
Anyways, Neil, tell us about what kind of boats do you are you sponsored by a specific manufacturer, or do you?
Yeah, Native Watercraft is my sponsor. I've been with them since before Native was born. I was with Heritage, so I've been with that entire program probably 6 years total, and. Love their boats, love their new boats that are coming. There's some exciting stuff that they have coming out here in the next 2 months. But
they're always
very happy with them as a sponsor.
You guys are keeping secrets and stuff, so
it's not really secrets. I mean, when you know how the fishing industry works, if they announce anything too early, the competitors knock it off that much faster.
Yeah.
So yes, it's secrets, but no, it's more protection than it is secrets.
Yeah. So you're you're fishing inshore mostly? You go offshore any?
I've got the Mariner, the Native Mariner, and about 3 months ago I took that 8.5 miles out. I caught a kingfish and I brought it 8.5 miles back. That's a rare trip where I am not on the inside. In fact, I probably only do maybe 3-4 trips a year total where I'm actually outside in the Gulf of Mexico. A majority of what I do is in the protected areas.
Okay. And do you got a favorite?
A favorite boat, a favorite type fishing, a favorite what?
Favorite species. Which one do you like to chase on the
ocean? There is no question. It's a shame our snook were wiped out. That would be what I would be fishing for the next 4 months. I would be 5-6 days a week for snook trips, but my favorite is redfish.
All right.
Redfish is, it's always been my favorite. Snook are a thrill and everything, but I don't know. Redfish to me is a tougher target, and it's more satisfaction to catch them, and to me, quite honestly, they fight better.
Okay. They are kind of, they got some shoulders to them when they get a little, even as little puppies, they can put up a good fight on some light.
Oh, yeah.
How about your gear, man? You got a special, you got a favorite as far as fishing rods or reels? What kind of equipment do you like to go out with?
I'm sponsored by St. Croix and I'm sponsored by Daiwa. So the Inshore Avid is in a 7-footer, and everyone has their own favorite as far as weight and action. But to me, it doesn't matter. You pick a rod that's a good graphite rod and find something that's good, that's going to work. But to me, the Inshore Avid is my favorite rod I've ever had. Daiwa's, the reels that I use, same thing. You want a quality reel. Being kayak fishermen, which would be who your listeners are, durability has a lot to do with it. Good planning is another good thing. Keep your reels dry.
That
set up rod holders that are up above the water. But I take my Daiwa reels. The last two generations of Daiwa reels I've had Team Daiwa Advantage, and this year I have Ballistics because they've discontinued the Advantage. My servicing guy, he takes a special grease and he waterproofs them. He seals every hole. To me, that's a little extra something to keep water out of them, but wherever you put your reels on your boat, you know, try and keep them where they're not going to get wet too much.
Mm-hmm. And how about plastics, live bait, cut bait?
12 fathom lures. I have not had multiple trips in a row where bait was used since August of 2011. That's kind of the way it goes. When things get really, really hot for a long time, you may not be able to catch a fish on a lure, but I broke a long string of not using bait. It was the end of winter, and it was because it was a 9-year-old kid, and the weather was too miserable to throw lures on the flats. And even since then, I've probably only actually used a natural bait twice. So it's all lures. 12 Fathoms, my sponsor. Little 3-inch paddle tails called the mullet. The 5-inch jerk bait style tail is called the Slam R. Also used the buzz tail shed, but that's what I have people throwing all the time.
Got a favorite color?
Color matters less to me than actually moving it at the right speed. There are trends in colors. We use a lot of golds around here. Probably the top seller in our 3-inch mullet is shimmer gold, which is a gold top, white belly. But you could use an entire gold, you know, pattern. You could use pearl white. You could use reddish top, gold bottom. But to me, I could take the most obnoxious looking color lure and probably catch a fish on it.
Just get in the right place and the right movement, right?
The right speed.
Yeah.
The right place is always important. You have to be where the fish are. But moving it in a realistic manner where it looks like something that they eat, it's critical. It's not critical when you're fishing for speckled trout or something, which is more forgiving. But if you're after redfish, you need to move it exactly the right speed.
Okay. So now that we've gotten all your secrets out, let's go back to the history book. And are you from Florida? Have you always been in the Tampa area?
I've been in Florida coming on 20 years now. I grew up in Arizona, graduated from college in Arizona, and then I moved to Florida to go to umpire school. So got my job in minor league baseball and spent my 11 years doing that. And then after I was done doing that, this just became my permanent home.
You can't really live in Florida and not fish, can you?
I can't quite figure out. There has to be a lot of people who don't fish that live here, because otherwise these waters would be crowded. But for the life of me, I can't figure out what people do, because really there's nothing beautiful about Florida unless you're out where I'm fishing.
If you're not on the water, right?
There's nothing to do. I mean, if you like Mickey Mouse, it might be a good place to be, but I never liked Mickey Mouse when I was 7 years old, so I don't go to see him now either.
And so did you play ball? Or
I did. Through high school I played.
Yeah, but not in college?
In college, that's when I started umpiring. That's when I got my fever to start doing that, and then graduated college, and that's when you decide you're either going to be an amateur umpire or you have to go to umpire school to do it professionally. So
right.
I got my degree in finance and accounting and promptly came to Florida to become a baseball umpire.
Sounds great, man. And wound up as a kayak fishing guide.
Right.
It's a perfect career plan.
Couldn't have predicted that one. Yeah.
I don't see many counselors, you know, talking to kids about it. I taught high school after I retired from the Marine Corps, and I just don't recall any of the counselors saying, "Hey, we got fishing guides on the books here." So,
my counselor told me I was going to be a house husband. I don't have any kids or a wife, so I messed that one up too.
Messed it up, man. So, what's your favorite? Where's your favorite stomping grounds? You don't have to give away any numbers or any specific spots, but I mean, have you fished all over Florida? I mean,
yeah, and there's really, I mean, to be quite honest, there's no favorite. When I go on vacation, which is going to happen here in a couple months, I'll go up to the Panama City area, and that's where we vacationed when I was a kid. So it's kind of neat to do what I used to do in August when I was a kid. But there's other areas. If I can only get away for one day, there's places like Ozello, which is about an hour from me. That whole area up there, Crystal River, Ozello, Yankee Town, there's some good fishing up there. Locally, there's 20 different spots I could name off that are favorites. Good opportunities. Pretty much in all cases, every place that I would list as my favorite, there's opportunities to get off the beaten track where you're not going to see... You're not going to see power boats. You're not going to see touring kayaks. And if you're smart about it and you go the distance, you're not going to see as many other kayak anglers either.
Right.
So I like to get off the beaten track, you know, for my charters, but, you know, in particular when I'm out there on my own, I'll go the distance to get somewhere where I'm not going to see anyone else.
Right. Let me say hi to a caller here. And hey, Rob, how are you, man? Breaking up?
No, you're good.
Okay. Well, I thought that he called. He can send me a text if you're on there. Hold on, somebody did. So, okay. Yeah, I fished Ozello. I love the Crystal River area, going up into backwaters there at Homosassa, up into the Head Springs and all. That's really a nice trip. Don't like to do it on the weekend because it becomes like the parking lot at Walmart there. But and then Panama City, I retired out of Pensacola, so the whole Panhandle area, I just love to fish that. I mean, that's just
yeah.
We've got some folks in the chat room, I know, from up in the Northeast, the Virginia Beach area and stuff like that, that they love their rockfish, their striped bass and stuff, but the
that's flounder and trout territory up there, too. They'll do
some
nice speckled trout and flounder work up there.
The big trout over on the Indian River, though, those are, you know, there's just so many places in, around Florida that that drive you to get there. So
I did that the day before yesterday with the owner of 12 Fathom Lure. I had the opportunity to do my third straight year speaking to the Orlando Kayak Fishing Club. And so I went over to the Lure Factory, which is in Sanford. And so I went with Craig Bahi and his girlfriend Bonnie. We went out, and we were both in Mosquito Lagoon and Indian River Lagoon, and we got some big trout over there.
Mm-hmm. So, give us a good day of fishing, man. Tell us a good fish story.
A good fish story.
Yeah.
One that's true.
Yeah, man. You know, there I was.
There it was. Well, there's a ton of them to choose from.
Your better ones.
I'll go with one recently. A guy, he's a newlywed. He's 80 years old. And his wife bought him a kayak fishing trip. He'd been out with me before. And a little concerned because he's 80 and we had a little bit of wind. But anyway, the redfish hadn't been in any kind of good pattern, weren't finding them where they would normally be, but figured there'd be good trout, probably a few flounder around. And so we set out, and he hopped in that kayak, started paddling, and I thought, geez, I can barely keep up with him, the 80-year-old guy. And we got out there, and there was everything. There was redfish, there was flounder, there was trout, and He hit him up really well, and then after he caught, you know, numerous redfish, and he'd already caught big trout and a couple of flounder, we decided to move around a little, and then we were going to head in, and figured the old guy, having paddled out so fast, thought, well, I'm not going to have to do anything. I brought the tow rope. You know, certain situations, if the wind's blowing really young people or really older people, you plan on bringing a tow rope just in case. So he said, I think I'll have you tow me, which I was surprised by. And it turned out he's a crafty guy, because the reason he wanted me to tow him was so he could fish more. So he got three big trout while I was towing him back. Sneaky Lee, that's what we'll call him from now on. Sneaky Lee on his 80th birthday.
That's a pretty good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
To figure he was some kind of smart. I mean, he's 80 years old, newlywed, so he's got to be a little sprightly.
yeah. And he's got his new wife buying him fishing trips. I mean, this guy's really got some skills.
Wow. All right. That was a great story, man. Thanks for sharing.
But he tricked me. I thought he was tired. He just wanted to fish.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Pretty sneaky.
I'm just going to work off the front end here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Neil, thanks for joining us tonight, man. It's been great. Like I said, I've seen you. You do a column for Captain Mel Reports, right?
I do. I actually own that website. So that's actually a really big website. Most people miss a lot on there. There's the article section subsets into 9 different categories. So there's a ton of information on there. There's the forums. There's tides, weather. I mean, that's a huge resource on there. But I have my kayak fishing report that I've done for 7 years on there. About 7 months ago, I started the Florida Kayak Fishing Forecast. So there's guides from all over the state that send in a couple paragraphs for the Florida kayak fishing forecast for each month. So it's broken down regionally. There's reports from all over the state, and lot of information on there.
Yep, one of our favorites from the Jensen Beach, Port St. Lucie area over there, Dee Kaminsky, great fish.
Yep. Right? She's a contributor to that forecast.
Absolutely.
And she has her own report, the Sebastian area report. That's what Dee writes for us.
Yep. She's pretty successful in fishing over in that area. Got some pretty big trout to her name.
Yep. She also uses 12-fathom lures. So, yeah, she...
I think I have a couple.
Catching them up over there.
I think I have a couple in my tackle box because of Dee. So, in fact, I think a big 32-inch that I caught at Mosquito Lagoon was on a 12-fathom paddle tail that she had tossed me before we got in the water there.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, great baits and a great sight there. Always some good information. And so...
appreciate it.
And like I said, glad that you could join us. I know that you're familiar with our folks on Tuesday night, the Double L crew, Mark Lozier. He's another native endorsed guide.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came down. We did some video shoot stuff together. I have not met his wife yet, but hoping to intercept her sometime, too, because she seems like a really into the sport type, and she seems like a lot of fun.
Chris is really got it. Just don't get out of hand in the chat room because she'll toss you. Yeah.
As the owner of a website, I know all about, you know, putting the hammer down, so I can respect that.
Good
for her.
She kind of goes a little more on the soccer side of things. She issues yellow cards and red cards and things like that, but she doesn't have a problem tossing them out. So they're
I was an all-state soccer player. I got the red card a couple times myself. I thought I could referee better than the referees could.
All right.
Turns out that wasn't my position at the time.
Well, one of these days you're going to have to join us on a boondoggle. And what the heck is a boondoggle, you might ask? We were just
that's a word my brother used to do. He used to talk about Christmas turkeys and boondoggles. You're speaking my language.
Right.
We might be related.
We could be kin, man. Actually, mm-hmm. I'm one of those strange individuals that's a native Floridian. I did not migrate from north or from anywhere else. I was born in Miami. So.
Well, I'm glad you're a citizen now. Then,
right.
You're not really a native Floridian. You're originally Cuban, but now you live in Florida.
No, actually, now I live in Atlanta, man. I'm
oh, okay.
So, but I spend as much time as possible in Florida as I can. So,
yeah.
Just a quick run down to the Panhandle or to the Jacksonville area to fish, but I have been known to get down into the southern areas there. We just had our President's Day weekend. We had our last boondoggle. We get together with the folks from yakangler.com, and we put a pin in the map, and we just say, hey, everybody show up. We're going to fish. No pressure, just get out, have a good time. We had about 55 folks show up down at Chuckalowski. We spent the weekend down there having a great time fishing.
Oh, very nice.
And
did
so
you see Captain Chuck down there?
We did not see Captain Chuck, but we did see, oh my gosh, Rich. So Rich was Rich spent the days there with fishing with us.
So, oh, yeah. I believe Rich is, I believe, on the native program too.
Yes, he is. He they did some filming down there with Rich out of Chuckalowski, and that's just an awesome place. There's 5 bazillion mangrove islands to explore and try to catch fish there. So,
yeah.
But anyway, let me play my little promo here for the boondoggle.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com. The ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And there we go. So October 5 through 8, that's Columbus Day weekend. We will be in Virginia Beach. I don't think there are any cabins remaining. I think our Sergeant Major Stanley Tripp Jones has picked up the last one there. But we'll be at First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach. And the Loziers will be there. And I think we're going to see, I think Woody even from Native has said he was going to show up. He liked the concept of fishing and boondoggling too. So
he probably heard there'd be bikinis there then too.
I don't know. You know, the
I'm just kidding.
So, but yeah, we'll be all getting together there for that and having a good time. So
that sounds like a good plan. I actually, the one place I fished in my entire umpiring career was I fished when I was in Norfolk. So they call it Norfolk. You're not allowed to call it Norfolk like I always did to annoy them.
Right.
But, yeah, we actually, you know, Virginia Beach is right there. And I went out with a guy who is a season ticket holder, a friend of the fill-in umpire. If we had someone who had an injury, a local that was there. And I went and caught, on his boat, I caught the biggest flounder that was caught all summer on his boat. And I did it on one of my fishing rods, and he said, "That's too light." Well, I'm going to bring it anyway. So I horsed up this, they call it citation fish up there.
Right.
And we never got a picture of it. And I got this thing up, and then we went striper fish, and I got beat on my rod. I took up there for that. But this flounder I caught was a giant, which dwarfed the ones we catch down here on the Gulf Coast. But that was fun. We fished an area, I think they called it the Junk. It was right on the tunnel.
Okay.
I think it was the south end of the Bay Bridge Tunnel. It was an area that the guy I was with, anyway, he called it the Junk.
Okay.
And then we shot to the north and fished some rocks, and we got some striper up there. And I got whipped on my Florida fishing rod. I got whipped on the striper, but I got that giant flounder.
You know, I like, I know what you mean about the rods. I like St. Croix rods. In fact, I've got a couple, but my favorite is a Triumph, and I know it's not really an inshore rod or a saltwater rod, but I love cork, and I love
yeah.
the short handle that's on that thing. So, but it's a 7-footer medium with a moderate action. I love it. And
yeah, they've got some great products. I used the Tide Masters for years, and it wasn't until actually after I was sponsored. Where through my sponsor shop, Bill Jackson's, I got my pick of stuff. And then, I came up endorsed by St. Croix out of that deal. And it wasn't until I had an opportunity to actually try the inshore Avid where I realized that it was just a little better than the Tidemaster. But I'd used the Tidemaster for over 10 years and never had one break until this past year.
Yeah.
And broke one fighting a redfish, and it could have been a rod that was compromised. So I think in 17 years I've only broken one. And for all I know, you know, one of my clients may have banged it on something, or I may have banged it on something. But they're built really well.
Take much to get the little stress crack in there. So
yeah.
Anyways, well, like I said, let me see if this person is ready to talk here. Area code 757. You're on the air. Lou?
It's Lozier. What's up?
Lozier.
I know that,
What's
dude.
Going on? Brother Neil, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting on the porch watching the rainfall.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
We're on the road. We were in furniture, getting supplies. We're moving, so that's why we're calling in tonight, Chip. I just wanted to let you know we were listening. I heard Neil was running away there, so I wanted to make sure I got to say hi to Neil.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Mark.
Same here, man. You coming up for that boondoggle?
Well, I might now. I didn't know about it until 6.5 minutes ago, but I have to check my calendar. I might be coming up there.
Well, just get an eraser out and clear the calendar and bring your butt up here. We got plenty for you. Come on up.
All right. I'll look into that. That's possible.
We'll make sure that we get your right rod for the stripers this time, too.
Well, I got the right rod for them now, but back then, that was a 3-piece travel rod I took around with me when I was umpiring. It really
yeah,
had no business.
I don't think too many of us will be paddling out to the rocks at the islands. All those little, where the tubes go in and out, that's called the islands, and that's a good little paddle for the average kayaker to be paddling.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we ran a ways in the boat to get there, so I'm sure
yeah.
I'm sure that's not a paddle.
Yeah, no, not at all. That's where a lot of the big flounder are caught around here, around the rocks and everything at the bridges. So, very cool. Well, that'd be awesome to see you up here. You know, clear your calendar, like I said, and come on up and
yeah, if not for that, I'll do it sometime. That would definitely be fun.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, well, I'm not going to hog your show, Chip. I just want to make sure I got to say hello to Neil.
All right, man.
No, good to talk to you, Mark.
Same here, buddy. You take it easy.
You too.
All right, Neil. So since you're the guest, we usually wind up the show with plans for the weekend. So what's the weather forecast look down in your area, and you got any plans?
Yeah, actually, today's postponement will – that means I'm going to be taking 6 people total on Saturday, 3 people in the morning, 3 in the evening, which makes it a full weekend because then there's 2 people Sunday morning. So I may as well just sleep there. I may as well set up a tent and just stay out there all weekend. Still battling weather. In fact, I just heard lightning off in the distance here. But tomorrow, chance of storms, which is all right. It can rain all at once. I have it off. But after that, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, very, very busy day and hopefully good weather. And yep, we'll get out there and see. With all this weather, it'll be interesting to see if the fish stay in pattern or if we have to go search for them a little bit.
Yeah, the weather has been a little goofy. I mean, how often do you see 2 tropical storms before June and right off the coast? So, yeah, it sounds like a good plan, man. And, again, thanks much. Give us how people can contact you because this show will be podcast and there'll be people listening. And if they have
Anyone who wants to get on the phone and just talk to me about stuff, you know, potential trip or questions about the area, my phone number is 727-692-6345. Or if they want to read about my business and what I do or pick up the articles and reports I do, my website is strike3kayakfishing.com. And you spell out the number 3. Instead of the number 3, you spell out 3. So okay. strike3kayakfishing.com.
Captain Mel's, right?
CaptainMel.com. You can find me on there, too.
All right. And I think I've also seen you lurking about in the Native Owners group, too. So.
Absolutely. You can track me down a bunch of different places.
You're out of luck, man. If they come after you, they'll find you.
That's all right.
All right, so thanks again, man. We'll
All right, Chip.
Hear from you again and maybe see you up at the boon.
That sounds good. I'll see if I can make it.
All right, Neil.
All right. Have a great week.
Yeah, man, you too.
All right, see ya.
Look, you guys got plans for the weekend?
Hello?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Plans for the weekend, man. Since you called in, you have to tell us.
We got demo day for Appomattox River Company on Saturday in Farmville, so that's Saturday. And then Sunday we'll be back in moving mode. We're moving into our new house. So got a little bit of work to do left there, and then we're moving. So that's my weekend.
All right. Well, have a good time up there. Tell the folks at Appomattox we said hi. We look forward to October.
All right. Talk to you later.
And Mr. Becker, you've been very patient and given me clues to things that I've missed and messed up. Thank you very much.
As you know, I always try to do the absolute least I can possibly do, and that goes a long way towards maintaining that standard. So,
well, it's kind of along with what I do for a living is, you know, I can expend is the best for me. So,
here you go.
Young Mr. Robert, going to drag you out in the water again this weekend?
Yeah, not sure. The weather for us here on the South Shore Tampa Bay is going to be very similar to what Neil is describing for his area. So a lot of it's going to be weather dependent, see what the rain does. Actually, a lot of the areas that we fish down here, the redfish haven't been doing what we expect them to do. So maybe the rain will drive them into something else. A lot of good trout fishing, though, and some decent snook caught. There were a bunch of nice trout caught at the Heroes on the Water event last weekend. So, and we've got another one coming up on the South Shore on the 16th, launching out of E.G. Simmons Park in Ruskin. So looking forward to that. Might try and get out and just see what the fish are doing or get a clue or just admit that I'm out there to just have fun. Who knows? I'll try to put a good spin on it, though.
I hear it's okay to have fun every now and then.
Yeah, it's a nasty rumor. You just got to keep it quiet.
Yeah, don't get too giddy about it and all, right?
I do my best.
And, you know, sometime we're going to have to sneak away, I guess, to meet up somewhere, get Haywood and whoever, and either, I mean, I'm looking to try to get up into the panhandle and get some red snapper, but I could probably be persuaded to chase after some redfish and black drum in a little further south, though.
Yeah, that is a possibility, although I think I'm not sure what the, you know, what the good camping period is up there. I think we might be into the hot part of the spring and in the summer for that. But I understand that one of our northernmost, northeasternmost showgoers here is going to be down in the Tampa Bay area at the end of the month. And I made a comment to him earlier on when we were talking about trying to get together and fish that we should try and put together an Insta-doggle. Just, you know, give a couple of folks a call and see if we could put something together on the spot. So we'll chat more about that as well.
Absolutely, man. All right. Well, thanks again for your regular support here at Kayak Fishing Radio.
Well, as you know, if you can't be an athlete, it's important to at least be an athletic supporter. So
that's right. Absolutely. Just sit around and talk about it and support. I see Mr. Chuck has joined us again. He wants his opportunity to say what's going on for the weekend. Are you there, Chuck?
Yo.
Yo. All right, what do you got going?
Oh, this weekend, man. I don't know. I think tomorrow morning we're going to take Trey and my nephew Hunter doing some ditch fishing, looking for some tarpon with all this rain we've got. It should be pretty killer. And then... I don't know. We'll see. I've got some friends in town from England that are fishing a big tuna tournament out here, and I'll probably go and just cheer for them whenever they get back. But real quick, if I could, coming up on the 23rd of this month, Fishing Florida Radio and the guys from Swamp Brothers are putting on a celebrity bartending extravaganza over at Fish on Fire in Orlando. They've asked me to come and be a guest celebrity or something. I don't know. I'm going to help sling drinks and have a good time. And, it's all for a good cause. It's all for, a cancer charity that, the guys from Swamp Brothers have put together. I guess that they, I believe their mom, had cancer. And so they put this great event on to, raise money and awareness. They also do a giant paddle in, I guess you'd call it, down from Miami all the way down to Key West every year. And it's a kayaking thing, so that's pretty cool. And once they get the dates for that, maybe we'll throw it out there. That might could turn into a boondoggle, you know?
Could be. That's how they happen, man. All right,
sure.
Awesome. So, and you're going to be on the radio for that event?
No. That's at night. That's going to be... It's going to be from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night at Fish on Fire. So, yeah, no radio for me. But we're going to do some promoting here shortly, I think, on our show. I've got a guest. I'm going to be back this upcoming Monday. I decided to not take a vacation after all. Rob set up a guest to come onto the show, and we decided between the two of us that what we'll do is we'll just kind of like tag team the interview because I'm interested in it as well. And I don't want to look like an idiot, dude, but I don't remember the person's name right now off the top of my head. So I'm just going to go ahead and skip that, and I'll promote it on Facebook or something prior to. But It's a lady, and the lady's from Canada, and she is very well respected, writes a great blog. I just can't for the life of me remember her name without looking it up. I know she paddles for, or pedals probably more or less for Hobie. It's just one heck of a Fisher person. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
I was going to ask, you know, as you said you guys were teaming up and stuff, it was something like, you know, the skipper and Gilligan, which one was the skipper, so.
Well, I'll let you figure that one out, buddy. Skipper and Gilligan, yeah.
All right, man. All right. Oh, let me say, Georgia Coastal Kayak Fishing, is that you? You still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything to add? What's your game plan for the weekend over there on the coast of Georgia, Savannah area, right?
Sheephead.
I'm sorry?
We are trying to catch some big sheephead this weekend, probably on Sunday.
Okay.
We went out last weekend and caught 10 apiece. It was three of us. Caught 10 apiece and all over 19 inches, 2 25-inches.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, like, I guess like buddy down in Florida, redfish haven't really been cooperating, but we've been getting a ton of rain.
Yeah.
Like 2 to 3 inches a day rain. And trout have been pretty decent, but mostly just flounder and sheephead.
All right. So?
And for everybody out there, it's CoastalGeorgiaKayakFishing.com.
CoastalGeorgiaKayakFishing.com. And I got a buddy that fishes over there for sheephead all the time, Dino Bowling from Georgia Kayak Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big sheephead.
I don't really know him, but everybody, I mean, I guess I'm always the one listening because I've only been kayaking for about 6 months, and I've been like, I can say in the last 6 months, I've been almost every weekend.
Awesome, man. It's a great way to fish.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, got rid of the boat. All right, thanks, bro.
Thanks, Ed. And join us again sometime.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Well, that's about it. And let me remind everybody about the Florida Sportsman event.
Hi, y'all. This is Bonita Bob Bramblett inviting you to participate in the Florida Sportsman Kayak Fishing Challenge. Win a Hobie Revolution brought to you by Sierra River Outfitters, as well as weekly prizes by Deep South Fishing Rods and Yak Attack. For more details, check out FloridaSportsman.com.
One more cast, one more travel fish on.
We got a million of them, so... But, and here's your favorite.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
And that's Yak Angler, Y-A-K, not Y-U-C-K, right? Greg, thanks again, man. We'll see you. You guys, tight lines. Everybody listen in. This is in the chat room there. Guests, remember next time, log in with your Facebook. Greg, Red Raider Angler, see you in there. Chuck, R. Lee, Scuba Stan. I'm going to have my Sergeant Major there at the Boondoggle. That's good to know. Isaac to Nothing Miller and Yak Chum, Stewie. Keep catching them big green fish, man. We'll see you guys next weekend. Tight lines, take a kid fishing. Till next time.